folks are going to do it with just Ash and Earl.
Well, generally speaking, I think this guy meeting should be without Schultz. Schultz is a treasurer, he's over there anyway, and I don't think he's going to be useful in staff meetings. I've got so much to talk to him, and I really deserve it for that. And I want Schultz to be playing the field, because he tends to, like a sponge, you know, Ash, Earl, and yourself, I think should be it. But on this score, and that's just the way it'll be, we only publicize it. Yeah, just around the White House when I call you in. I heard you and I, as I say, they don't do it all. We're radio speaking 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock.
Let me see if there's any real reason. If you can, the way you're stacked up now, you can sure use the time.
Well, I can get along without it, but I'll not do the radio speech or go tonight, I guess.
Yeah, but you had in mind something maybe even a little larger.
Oh, no, 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 that's a little, no, I'm not. what I meant.
Yes.
He sees the same people all the time, you know. We've got a lot of these stars out there that like to meet the executive. But we'd be able to work out something like that on a social thing. But what we want to do is to clear it the whole week so that, of course, you want to leave Chicago, I suppose, or some other place, whatever. But I'll clear the week so that, because the first priority will be the talks that we have. Now, in order for that to go over, of course, the other thing I should say is this, that I like, as you know, it is not my custom, except for one visit to the French Embassy, to go to NC because of the demand, but if you would like, I would like very much to have a return dinner at your embassy.
Well, thank you very much.
We could work out a little schedule, so we'll have two day, and that should be, and I'd like to have it at night. I don't like luncheon, so if you want to have it at night.
You said you would not be sure.
So we would, so in other words, we will, from a standpoint of time, we got a big interview. We have, of course, the state dinner here and one and return.
You might have to be broken on it, but consider the lunchtime as I needed.
San Clemente will have sort of a reception and then a private dinner in my house. But a reception around the pool and that sort of thing where people can shake hands. I think that's what people would like. You know, with all of our, you know, Spanish music, it gets a little feel of our life, but it's a country one. And then the other one is to have in a Camp David quiet. In other words, just a few of us sitting around. And he gets a chance to have some time by himself, and also, but we'll have a chance for the conference up there too. So that's about the way I see it. Now, to make this thing go, it was, of course, you and Henry's work that made the other meeting successful. Nobody will ever know how much you worked and all that, because people think that, well, we got to the sun, got to know each other as a result of all that, but here we are, we agreed, that isn't the way it worked. We all know that as a result of the communications that took place over a year, that's how it happened, and that's the way it should. And I know Mr. Brezhnev wants it that way, it's the way we want it. I'm going to turn Henry loose as much as other things will permit, and as much as your schedule will permit, to work on the preliminaries, because this meeting must succeed. I don't want anything to happen on this one, which we're doing so that we can succeed, so that we can keep the ball rolling. That's what I have in mind. I've seen the subjects that you have, they're tough. They're tough for you, tough for us, but we're prepared to talk about all of them, because we want a successful meeting. So if it doesn't succeed, Henry and you get the blame.
And that's all against the plan.
So there, that's all I had. My father, but it ain't
good. Yesterday I received my present stuff. Communication with this she asked me to come to the director of the office. I already mentioned to Henry and I, right? Because it was an idea to pass the feelings of Mr. President to you, to Henry. So I mentioned, but yesterday, after we discussed with him, already he had some reservations, so he let me tell you personally, because Henry mentioned that there is a possibility maybe today you drop or I will be here. So in this case, I see it personally, so he asked me to tell you before. First, about this protocol arrangements you made. He refused. It's a very big, deep appreciate those things you are asking from the point of view of receiving here, coming there to your own private house. Supplement. He does understand the rather unusual things for the president to do, the extent to the White House at all. But that's also, he asked me directly to tell you the appreciation for the really human approach to this meeting, and he really does appreciate it. Second, he would like to mention that protocol, because of course he really at your disposal and how to do, he rather relies on most of your opinion, and he really accepts everything you suggest. He may get some small suggestions on later stage, but then we will work out with the Henry and the field. But basically, he definitely accepts what he proposes, everything he accepts with his pleasure and criticism. So, this I can clear right now. He thought it would work out for him. So, the second enthusiasm to sum up whatever he managed to hear as his approach. Here I would like to re-emphasize two points. First, that this particular meeting with you, that he looks at not only fulfillment what we already look forward to love, but rather to open a new line for further deeper relationships between our two countries. He looks at this in this way that it really should deepen and broaden our relationship as a common state, people to people, and president and secretary general relationship. So it's not only, it's not to fulfill what was described in the last meeting, but rather he hopes it's a good thing to look forward to make it much more broad. Second, he thinks that the results will be such that it will be the natural and logical thing makes sense to do for the President of the United States to come again to the Soviet Union next year. And he would like you not to be in Moscow or travel to my country. See the people, he knows that you visit already several cities, but he would like to see more. So we could work up some trip which would really be worthwhile and which would really show that what kind of relationship we hope by that kind of achieve. In general, he feels that maybe the ideas of you are mentioned on this first of all, the summit meeting should be prepared. Second, that maybe to make it more regular, not to make it once, and that's all. So he shares this view, and he will move forward and work in this particular direction. Now, what he thinks, the only thing really is up to now is the result that you mentioned, which really he understands, he feels that it should be in a way that this second summit meeting should be equal to that big summit meeting on the results with Moscow. So he feels this way, you see, that we are now still there is a difficulty, as you know, which exists in public opinion, and there are some forces who are trying to neutralize the advance, which substantial advance we have made, you know it as well, he does. So he feels that the results of this particular meetings with you, which is well prepared, should be of a magnitude which really will neutralize those who try to stop development, which is definitely positive and we hope to go on for the years to come. It's not on a temporary basis, but we're looking for really good improvement. So in this sense, he asked me specifically about the understanding of the time I have here, but just once again to draw attention to this issue. Already mentioned to you his personal letter, which was going to have several times on issues which are there. First of all, he really hopes that you pay your personal attention to the issue raised about the issue of preventing nuclear confrontation between us, not use of he considers this is an issue which is really worthwhile to discuss and to settle. It will have tremendous impact on our public opinion. He hopes of yours, but he knows for ours. As a short, two previous of two great numbers, three and a half of the agreement. We understand each other more psychological, maybe to some extent. After all, there is not such a great thing in this particular treaty or agreement. It's a matter of headlines, it's another story to discuss with you. But this question of after so many years of confrontation between two big powers of the world. It was a little statement which showed at least that two countries do not attend to have a mutual confrontation. He feels, and my own impression, he feels that real such a feeling in my own country as in, yes, in your country and all over the world. This feeling would make it worthwhile many other documents or statements or other things which was done. Well, the latter which was after the Second World War in our relationship, which is all. Well, of course, the other questions, you know, this particular he asked me the right question. Of course, was he expected to discuss with you in the list, and he asked me if you care to make some comments on the first issue or second, you're very brief, so I understand this and the audience very well if you want these two issues. And then, of course, solid American relations, economic things feel the second one. But if you, you told me that you were wrong, you just of once no use or interpretation of this experiment. Our bilateral positive, I think it cannot be because others need to spend on that. He'll appreciate it. He'll
appreciate it. Yeah. Yes. Well, let me begin by saying, as far as the bilateral relations in the economic and other areas, the non-security areas, I believe we should be able to make some significant strides. I told Schultz to go over and explore in a very forthcoming way these problems, and that's everything. So we're laying the foundation for that. That's the start with the easiest one first.
Yes.
Second, with regard to SALT, you know that's a tough one because that involves our security and yours.
Yes.
And we had our meeting this morning on it, our National Security Council. But I am determined that we should have a SALT agreement. I think this morning one of our people said it would take 3 to 5 years. So I expect you and Andrew to work something out so it takes 3 to 5 months. Third, the Mideast, as you know, we have been talking to all parties, just as you have been talking to all parties. With regard to the Mideast, we will continue. That is the one subject, the one major subject that Henry will have to continue to work on at a time that he's working with you on the summit, and he will. And on that, I can't say that we got a solution. We haven't. I do say that it is a very high priority to us, very high priority. And we are now able to devote more attention to it than we have previously. And we are having very forthcoming talks by all sides. By forthcoming, I don't mean that there's much give, but at least we at least up to this point, based on our 3 conversations, believe that it's worth continuing the talks. We would hope to have some of that in a position whereby we can come to the summit. We would have something positive.
we have put it in a more general way, which they feel is too vague. So we have to find some language that indicates that we, as the two superpowers in the nuclear field, have a special responsibility to preserve the nuclear peace, which goes beyond what we have discussed.
Well, the part, let's put it this way, other than you have to have in mind that you don't know what ever lasts forever, but the binding part, we'd have to realize it's going to depend to a great extent on the will of each party, President and Nixon, to keep it in. And that is not just funny.
Exactly.
That's the point. That's the important agreement. So if you give a little on the language, let me say that when he's here, we can have a good frank talk, and I think that's the... And I'll be very reasonable.
Yeah, but to have a text before
you
can see all of here.
Well, the language's got to be worked out.
Yes,
but I mean, he'll give you some language on Tuesday. You take it.
Yes, we're done.
And we'll come back for you.
Yes, back and forth.
But I would like to see us get some language on this.
Yeah.
But let's keep it just an entrenew, because all hell breaks loose.
Only to take a bit of it.
One of the few people we can talk to is Mr. Green, and he doesn't talk.
You cited a very critical article that you see.
Yeah.
But he did only make you a method now. So what are you going to think?
Oh, we don't care. We're going to keep a secret at all.
I'm all for it. But on the balance of his travel in this country, getting back to, it is substance of this, but I don't approve the final plan. Look at the final plan. They make a recommendation, and you suggest whatever you travel a lot in this country. He's back to see. But the door is open. And he wants.
Yes. So thank you very much for the session.
I've already started to get the people to come to the dinner because everybody wants to come. You know, that's the dinner of the 5 years, the dinner of 5 years. So I'm really rewarding them. I'm saying,
I told them we would move the whole
thing. Not all of the reasons that that'll be the best audience you'll ever have.
Absolutely.
I would like to do this. It would be very helpful. This sounds small. But I aren't enough for guest lists, except for just a few at the top. If you could invite guests to your thing, then we don't invite to ours. In other words, you know what I mean? I'm speaking now, and I'm not real guest, because you see, everybody wants to see Gresham. So if you could sort of go down, and then rather than just having the same people, would you agree? And that way we can double the number of people we take care of, and cut in half the number of people that get mad.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
They want a binding obligation, which is tough for us. We have put it in a more general way, which they feel is too vague. So we have to find some language that indicates that we, as the two superpowers in the nuclear field, have a special responsibility to preserve the nuclear peace, which goes beyond what we have discussed.
Well, the binding part, let's put it this way, other than you have to have in mind that you don't know what ever lasts forever. But the binding part, we'd have to realize it's going to depend to a great extent on the will of each party, President and Nixon, to keep it in. And that is not just funny.
Exactly.
That's the point. That's the important agreement. So if you give a little on the language, let me say that when he's here, we can have a good frank talk, and I think that's the... And I'll be very reasonable.
But to have a text before
you can see all of here. The language's got to be worked out.
Yes,
but I mean, he'll give you some language on Tuesday. You take it.
Yes, we're done.
And we'll come back for you.
Back and forth.
But I would like to see us get some language on this.
Yeah.
But let's keep it just an entrenew, because all hell breaks loose.
Only to take a bit of it.
That's the
suggest whatever you travel lots.
Okay.
But the door is open.
And then he wants.
Yes.
So thank you very much for the session.
Thank you very much. Look at it.
We'll see the discussion.
Okay.
I've already started to pick the people to come to the dinner because everybody wants to come. You know, that's the dinner of the 5 years. So I'm really rewarding them. I say,
I told them we would look the most
difficult. Not all the reasons. That'll be the best audience you'll ever have.
Absolutely.
It would be the most important one. And, oh, I would like to do this. It would be very helpful. This sounds small. But it's not for guest list, except for just a few at the top. If you could invite guests to your thing,
okay,
then we don't invite to ours. In other words,
oh, yeah, yes,
just say you're speaking. You know what I mean? I'm speaking now, and I'm not really a guest.
Because you see,
everybody wants to see Russia.
Yes.
So if you could sort of go down, and then rather than just having the same people,
would you agree?
And that way we can double the number of people we take care of,
and cut it in half.